sort of the kickoff for that of Manufacturing Day coming up this morning around 9. A lot of folks will be coming in from the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, different businesses, getting a chance to sort of show other businesses what different businesses do. We've done this in the past. We were over at Nordson. We've been over at the Chronicle Telegram, Parker Hannifin. It's amazing, Matt, of all the different manufacturing and the different things that you classify as manufacturing in Lorain County.
Yeah, it is, and I think we've alluded to it before. Sometimes you don't think about everything that's around here and just how big of an impact it has, not just on the county, but in the United States and the world, as a matter of fact.
And we've got some folks from Tokas joining us. We've talked to supervisors, setup techs. Now we have maintenance technician Tony Trout. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. You're from live in Lorain?
Live in Lorain, yes.
Coming out here. There's a lot of folks that we hear that from that area as well and doing this. Now they have you listed as a maintenance technician. How do you describe this to your family or people that you know, what you do here?
Pretty much, you know, we're the guys to call when stuff goes wrong. I mean, when something breaks down or it's not working correctly. We're the guys to call.
Right. Why isn't our engineer Terry Zevnik listening? He's our version of that.
That's exactly what he is.
Do they just yell Tony really loud? Is that how they get you to come?
No, we have walkie-talkies we communicate throughout the plant with. It's a little bit more easier to get a hold of, so we're not running around looking for everybody. It's more efficient. Right. So when something goes wrong, they just get on our channel and say, hey, we've got a machine down. Come check it out, and we go over there and have at it.
So you do that with a smile on your face. It seems have at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love working here. It's not bad.
What's the favorite tools that you have to use to make something work properly around here?
I mean, it's all of them really. I mean, you don't know what you're getting into.
Okay. Our engineer always comes with a hammer because he says that equipment, if it sees the hammer coming, it starts working right after. Right? Isn't there sometimes the luck that you have, they'll tell you that something's not working quite right. You walk over there, you're trying to figure it out, and suddenly it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, if that hammer doesn't work, you just go and get the bigger hammer.
Right. I was once told by a radio engineer, if it's not working, just unplug it and plug it back in. I would imagine with these presses and things, it's probably a little more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work. You know, a lot of times they say, oh, I'll just turn the power off and turn it back on. And sometimes you get lucky and that works. And then other times you got to sit there and scratch your head and get all the manuals out and make phone calls and stuff like that.
So, Tony, how do you realize this is what you want to go into? I get why car mechanics become karmic. You see cars everywhere. People have a fascination with cars, but plastic presses, I mean, when did you say, look, I want to fix these things when they go bad?
It didn't start off that way. It started off with working on cars and being a car mechanic, uh-huh. What I went to school for, and then just wasn't working out. I figured I'd make a change and got the opportunity to start here, and I've been here ever since.
What's that transition like? I mean, going from working on cars to going and working on these big machines?
It was different. You know, you're out there, you're dealing with road grime and everything getting dripped on by cars, uh-huh. And coming into this field, it's entirely different, a lot bigger, more expensive.
Sure. Well, what's the difference? I guess that's the biggest question. What's the difference? I mean, is it engines running those, engines running cars? Are there similarities? How long did it take you to pick that stuff up?
The difference is, you know, you got gasoline engines, and these are a lot of electric engines running these. It probably took 6 months I was getting comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's about a year or two to fully get used to everything.
And do you take classes and stuff, or is it more apprenticeship, learning under somebody?
It will start off apprenticeship, learning from the supervisor here, and then it start off with they send me out for training and stuff like that for the specific machines and things like that.
So you're the one that controls the robots, operates on the robots when they break down?
Right? Yeah, I repair them, yeah.
Okay. And so what's on your job today? You're coming on a Friday. Do you just sort of look for a list of, hey, Tony, this is what needs to be worked on, or do you already have a plan for today?
Some stuff is planned out for the day, like preventative maintenance, stuff like that on machines to keep jobs running. And other things, it's just walk in a door and get on the computer and see what's going on and start from there and see what happens throughout the day.
What's the process when somebody needs Tony? You said you have the walkie-talkie, but is there something they put in for? Is there a slip they sign, or they just say, hey, Tony?
Usually they just call us on the walkie-talkie. If it's something like a quick fix, we'll go ahead and take care of it. But if it's something that's going to be a process where we got to order like parts or something like that, we have a system where we put in like work orders and things like that to get things going.
And most of what you do is sort of you have to work on site of where the thing needs to be repaired. It's not like you can take it back to your shop or room. Or do you have a special area that has
Yeah, we have a maintenance area. Like the machines and stuff, I mean, obviously we can't move those. It's kind of difficult. But we have auxiliary equipment that if it goes down and it's something that's going to be time consuming, we'll have them pull it away from the machine and take it to the maintenance area so we can take it back there and go through it a little bit more thoroughly. But if it's a quick fix, we usually just fix them right there on the machine so there's no downtime.
They talk about the teamwork and how everybody's together. Do you ever get applause after you get something going and it's suddenly running and they know, okay, now we can continue making that part?
I wouldn't say that. We usually get like a pat on the back or a thank you, or we do like a little fist bump or something like
that.
Cool. But.
So for the most part, I mean, you come in not knowing what to expect during the day, and then all of a sudden that walkie-talkie goes off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. So your good days are when that walkie-talkie stays quiet.
Where is your walkie-talkie?
I took it off to come over here with you guys.
Who knows what flashes are coming
exactly,
up on that walkie-talkie while he's been talking about
us? I got to go work on radio.
Well,
don't bother me.
We'll let you go fix something.
All right.
And we appreciate you coming and telling us a little bit about Tony Trout, who's the maintenance technician here at Togus. It's interesting. We have people that work on the machines and people that work on the machines.
Yes.
And it's...